Hey you guys, happy Sunday. I am just taking a break and I decided to talk to you guys for about 5 minutes. I feel like podcasting shouldn't be about just topics. I feel like you should be able to express yourself and what's going on. Today I'm actually getting some work done. I know it's summer, but this girl is in school. I'm trying to figure out what direction I'm going into. I keep hearing different things I keep trying to take on and trying to find the best pathway, but I feel like after this year, I feel like I will have what I need. I'll have the drive and the oomph that I need to really align everything. But yeah, today's been a pretty good day. I went to church this morning. And it went pretty well. I came home, ate something quickly, starting watching something on National Geographic with Will Smith. He has like this show where he just travels across the world and look at like different things, like explore different areas and things like that. So I've been watching that. It's actually pretty good. And also doing work. But besides all that, I've been just thinking about what are my next steps? What do I want to do next? And I know for a fact, two of the things I want to do is really get my photography business off the road, off the ground. But I feel like I need to take a actual class so I make sure that I actually get the right camera. I feel like I have a pretty good camera, but I just have to play with it. That's all. But I have to have time to do that. I also want to do like makeup tutorials. Like I need to get into this makeup thing. I feel like it's pretty cool. People are like, it's so easy. You just have to do it. So I want to spend some time possibly, in July, really focusing on that. The same thing in July. I want to focus on, the photography business and on other things. But, oh yeah, and the reason why I can't say this month is because I'm moving. I have schoolwork. I have other things that I have devoted myself to. So I may be able to get a makeup tutorial in. I want to get ahead in my classes so that I can say like I'm taking two classes at once. That's the reason why I'm like feel like I'm losing it. But I want to get ahead so that I don't have anything to do the last week of school. My classes end July 7th. But I want to be finished before July 7th is the thing. But yet it's been great. Like I've been really, I feel like I'm making the decisions that I want to make and they're going pretty well. Like usually I always second guess myself for the past, a big decision that I've been trying to make for the past 2 years. I'll say it's been 2 years. Yes, it has been 2 years. Yes, it's been a little bit over 2 years, and I finally am where I want to be with that decision. Like that's so crazy. It took 2 years. But yeah, I'm really like right where I want to be, and I'm happy about it. I'm really, really happy about it. So that's in the making as well. That'll be something I discuss some months later on that specific plan that I have that is actually in the making right now, actually occurring right now. So that'll be something I talk about a little bit later on. But yeah, so I have been packing, trying to get things together. This is probably going to be a little bit, probably like 7 minutes, but, packing, getting stuff together. I'm moving. I'm very excited about moving. The place I've been, living in, I've been living here for about, around 2 years, but it's time to move. It is really time to move. And, I'm excited about change. I'm excited because usually with change comes more change and changing your mindset, changing a couple of things that you do in life. So I feel like I'm going to change a lot within the next couple of months. And I feel like it's for the betterment of me. So I've been trying to make decisions that really impact my future. But I feel like it's so much like this year is, and I feel like that's what happens. The year you feel like you're going to actually like I'm gonna just relax and focus on these two things is when you end up saying, oh, I'm gonna relax, but guess what? I have to focus on 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 things. And that's what happened to me. I ended up having a couple of goals in mind, and I mean major goals, which was like 2 or 3 things that I need to get done. Matter of fact, first it started off with 2 things, and then after that it ended up being 3 things, and then it got to 4 things, and then it got to 5 things, and then it got to like 6 or 7, and I'm like, where did this come from? And I feel like having a little sister as well. I have a little sister. She's not a baby. She's an adult. But I feel like she comes to me with certain things, and I'm like, darn it, yeah. And I'm like, I should have rethought like the whole thing with that. But those things have not affected me any. Like, I feel like it's just giving me more reason to push that drive. But yeah, like, we have, like, I'll name a couple of things. We have my mom's birthday stuff coming up, her trip. Then we have, what else do we have? My family's Christmas trip this year. We're doing a Christmas trip. Then I have that I'm moving. Then I'm trying to do photography. Then we have a new principal at my school. I got to get adjusted to how he does things. I have to relearn the curriculum because I don't know what changes he's going to implement for the following school year. It's just so much stuff. And it's literally like, I want to talk to some of my colleagues and text them and be like, what do you think? But this is our summer. And the thing, I think the biggest issue with teachers, we're so quick to be like, okay, let's think about what's going to happen next year. And I feel like we're more in panic mode this year. A lot of me and my colleagues are, because we have a new principal in and we have new staff. We have a lot of new people coming in. So it's like, is he going to change everything? Is he going to keep everything the same? And like what's going to happen? Like, we're all on the edge. So I feel like that's another thing unexpectedly that happened. We found that out in March. So that was something that was unexpected. And it's like, darn it. Like, that happened. And now I got to rethink some things. I also was up for a job that I was going to take in higher education. I denied it. I changed it. It was from the school that I've always wanted to be at and retire from, which is, I actually attended the university as well, which is the University of Georgia. I had a job. I just couldn't take it because of the fact of, a lot of people don't know, but this is something I want to do an episode on, is that higher ed sometimes does not pay as well as being a public school teacher. And the benefits are not the same. And then I had another interview with another university, but I still was making, just being honest, I'm not telling y'all how much I'm making, but I was still making at least $6,000 more than for that job as well currently. And I'm like, I can't take a pay cut like that. Like, I cannot take a pay cut like that. My livelihood depends on what I make. So I was like, okay, so I'm just going to stick with it. But one thing I found out is that the impact I made, I was voted like the biggest role model. So my kids actually look up to me, which made me feel so good. And it made me see life in a different way, meaning I have that much of a big impact on kids. They need to have someone that actually, you know, is there for them, give them the tools, tell them the truth. Because a lot of times as teachers, we lie. I'm gonna be honest, we do. We don't tell them like the realistic things about going in the world, about some things that you're gonna face. But I'm real with my kids. So I feel like they respect that more. And I don't know if I told you guys, I teach middle school and I used to teach elementary. I'm glad I got out of that. I'm not an elementary school teacher. I found that out, which is good that I found it out early. Before I met 10, 11, 12, 13 years. But middle school is my jam. High school is not my jam. Those kids are bigger. And I mean, middle school is bigger than me, but high school is on a different level, and it's not the level I really want to be on. But I love middle school, and it took a couple of things happening for me to really know that where I'm needed. But yeah, I really enjoy what I do. It's a couple of things I would change and make better, but you know, to each his own. But yeah, I just want to give you guys a couple of updates on what's been going on. A little breather break before I finished up the rest of my paper, which I've been staring at for the past hour. I should have been done with this an hour ago, but I just got like distracted and I was like, okay, I'm done. But that's all I had to really talk to you guys about. And I hope everyone's had a great weekend, and that this coming week is filled with a lot of love, a lot of heart, and a lot of people, and surrounding yourself with a lot of people that really want the best for you. So I'm signing out. I'm thankful for everyone, and peace out.